Hey, everybody. There are a ton of ways that you can follow us online. We've got our website, realnerdspodcast.com, that you can go to, and you can read articles and find the podcast episodes there as well. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Real Nerds. You can also call us anytime and leave a voicemail at 720-6NERDS5, and then we'll play your voicemail on the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you like us.
A real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can
talk through film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Hi, welcome to Day 2, Denver Comic Con. I am Ryan of Thrill Nerds. This is my buddy, James. The producer down there in the headphones is Brad, so you can blame him for the delay. We are with Not Literally. So can you folks tell us what Not Literally is?
So we're a duo, trio, kind of, if you include our director, producer, filmographer, which we do. And we do Harry Potter-themed musical comedy and parody work. And we're actually going to do more than just Harry Potter pretty
soon. So kind of nerd-themed.
That's, you know, that's what we do. We're the real nerds. But see, you got a... what's your name? I'm sorry.
I'm Ginny.
And Jean? I'm Dana.
Dana.
And I'm Josh.
Josh. I love Harry Potter. This guy can't stand it.
Oh, man. You had to throw me under the bus.
Yeah, I had to.
I was going to try and sneak by.
On our podcast, they gang up on me when we review Harry
Potter. I didn't gang
stuff.
Up on you. It's just that movie wasn't very good.
And then last year when I said that Harry Potter Deathly Hallows 2 was the best movie of the year.
Yeah, you put that over some
me.
Good
He still
movies.
Won't let it go.
But it super was, though.
Thank you so much. You know, and
You're
I just
welcome.
Don't get it.
I fully respect the fact that you guys really like that.
So
but, yeah.
Do you
I think you just deserve a better movie than those were. That's
oh
what
my
I feel.
Gosh.
I said that on the podcast. You know
did,
I did.
You did say that on the podcast. He won't back away. So you guys, do you sing in these and do you write the music and everything?
We absolutely do. She and I actually used to sing together at the Colorado Renaissance Festival for a couple of summers. We were
nice.
Madrigal
cool.
singers.
Nice.
So we've been singing together for a number of years, and she was a jazz singer in college and I was an opera singer. So we have a lot of musical background.
Wow.
And we actually parody popular music, and most of what we parody is really like awful top 40 stuff.
Awesome.
Because it gets stuck in people's heads.
Now, I don't want to put you on the spot here,
Whoa.
Dana, but
oh,
could you sing a parody? But you can just sing a few bars or a few notes if you want.
Walk of Shame, probably.
Yeah. We can sing
really?
We can sing a verse of
awesome.
You'll
be the first.
Walk of Shame.
You'll be the first people ever to sing on our podcast.
All right.
So
Walk of Shame is a parody that we did of a cappella of Simon and Garfunkel's Sound of Silence, and it basically is about the kids of Hogwarts kind of putting in some after hours time in the other dorm.
Amazing! I am kind of excited to hear this. In fact, I'm so excited I'm going to drop my mic so people don't pick up me like breathing heavily or something.
Hello, daylight, my old friend. I've gone and done it yet again. And in the early morning light I see a Hufflepuff boy sleeping next to me. Last night he seemed cute, but now I'm thinking I was cursed. But it gets worse. It's time to take the Walk of Shame.
That was amazing.
Amazing.
And ironically, it's not the only Walk of Shame parody to that song that we know, which is why we flopped a little bit there. Because we wrote a version that was for the Ren Faire, and it was hysterical,
that
too.
That is amazing. So. And I put you on the spot. No rehearsal, and you sounded beautifully.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. I sing in the grocery store.
That was kind of awesome. Where can we find you on Facebook? Because I heard, or YouTube as well. I heard you have a big YouTube page.
We have, we're youtube.com/notliterally, just both words together. Our Facebook is also Not Literally, and you can go to our website where you can find all of our social media links, and it's not-literally.com, like with a hyphen in it.
Awesome. So and cool. July 1st, you're doing the Hufflepuff Pride song.
We are. We actually started out with a Slytherin-like house pride song, and we're trying to do that for all of the houses. And Hufflepuffs get a really bum rap. They're kind of the butt of all of the Potter related jokes online, and it honestly isn't really fair. Like, they should have something that they can be really proud of too. So
awesome.
We are giving them an anthem, and we're really excited.
You know what?
We
can't wait to do that, and we will put a link on our everything so you guys, because we want to share, because I love it and I love Harry Potter. My wife loves Harry Potter, so we're really excited. And thank you for taking time to sit down with us. And that was amazing.
I can't even believe that just happened.
That was so good. Amazing. So thank you so much. And we're sorry that it took so long.
Oh,
but
no, that's
but now that how talented you are, it was totally worth it for me.
Thank
you. Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!